The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I'd rather see somebody do one sermon than hear 1,000. We're trying to unlock the Word of God for people. It's really an easy code. If you just get into the Word of God, people just don't know how to get started reading the Word of God. And then some people who do read the Word of God don't put it into practice.
Join O.S. and Susie Hawkins as they decipher the Believer's Code next on Life Today.
This is kind of different. You know, I'm James Robinson. Welcome to Life Today. This is obviously not Betty, but this is our son, Randy. And Randy hosts quite a bit with Sheila Walsh and does a great job. Betty has a knee that has really caused her so much pain for the couple of months that she has been sitting here prayerfully asking God to help her endure. So we're believing we're getting real close to seeing that get resolved, but she needed a break. So I know you're praying for her, and thank you for that. Got one of my best friends here and his wife, both of them as a couple. I consider as great of friends as I've ever had because they love the Lord with all their heart. They love people. They're blessed to lead people and help people. But they love Betty and they love me and what God's called us to do. O.S. Hawkins, his wife, Susie. He was pastor of First Baptist Church of Dallas years ago. Great. Everywhere he was, great. Now he's with Guidestones. And I'm telling you what, he's looking out for a lot of people there. And I mean, he's looking out with wisdom and love. Would you welcome O.S. Hawkins and his wife, Susie, to Life Today?
Thank you,
O.S., good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Susie, good to see you.
Thank you.
I want to hold this Believer's Code up. Now, I gotta tell you, all the codes, how many of them are there now? How many
there are a little, there are half, 6 or 7.
All right. So, see, you can't even keep up. But this one is packed. Most of them dealt with like 52 weeks. You dealt right with the Joshua Code, the Jesus Code. And now then, you have the Believer's Code. Okay. As I said to you when we were just talking, you have an incredible gift to take deep truth in the Word of God and bring it up where it's palatable and it impacts you. And then you use code words to unpack it and then let us not just carry it off, but it carries us off. I have to say something. You know, Sarah Young has been just quite miraculous in communicating with these daily devotionals. Now, here you are. And that's what this is. It's 365 devotions. Susie, let's let him just kind of download what he sees in all this, because would you agree, watching it as a wife, it's kind of been marvelous to watch?
It's been a phenomenal thing. It really has. Yeah.
Well, take James, you know, I found out through all these years of ministry, we've known each other right at 50 years.
We have.
But I've found that people want to know the Word of God. They want to get into the Word of God. A lot of them are just not sure how they do it. They want to start in Genesis, and then by the time they get to Leviticus, they get all bogged down. Or if they start in Matthew, there are 47 names in chapter 1 that you can't even pronounce, and so they don't do it. So I thought about that, and that's when I wrote the Joshua Code. 52 scripture verses every believer should know. Challenging people to take one a week and memorize it. Devotionals were there about what it meant. Because I believe there are 52 verses in the Bible every believer ought to know. And that had rang so much success with people devotionally that we followed that up with the Jesus Code, which is 52 scripture questions every believer ought to answer. You know, Jesus asked over 100 questions himself, recorded in the Gospels. And I believe that there are 52 questions that every believer ought to answer before he gets to heaven. And so that's one a week. Now, the Believer's Code is a 365-day devotional, but a little bit different from others because of what you mentioned about the code word. You know, James, I would rather, as a preacher for all these years, I'd rather see somebody do one sermon than hear 1,000.
I agree.
And James said we're to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. So what makes the Believer's Code a little bit different is there's a devotional thought for every day, but then there's a code word, a word that you live with during the day, that you write down, you think about it, and it helps you to put into practice what you've learned that day. For example, in the December part of the devotionals, there's a devotional there on the nativity scene. And the code word that day is crop, C-R-O-P. Because all of us have a smartphone now, and I can take my iPhone, and it makes phenomenal pictures. But there's a unique feature about that, and you can crop those pictures down. You know, Susie and I had a picture made with all of our family, all 12 of us, our two daughters and their husbands and our six grandchildren. We were in the middle with our six grandchildren around us and the two daughters and their husbands on either end. And those grandkids and I have a common enemy, and it's their parents. And so I went into my iPhone, and I just cropped out those parents. I cropped them out on either side. So now we've got a beautiful picture of us with our grandkids. And the devotional, you think about that every time you pick up your iPhone, because the devotional that day is about the nativity. And we all have nativities at Christmas time. I mean, we have them at home in Olivewood if we've ever been to Israel, or we get Christmas cards that are on them. If you look at the big picture, it's a worship service. The whole place is exploding in worship. The angels are hovering like drones over the scene, worshiping. The wise men, they didn't come then, but we put them in the nativity, even though they came months later. The shepherds are there. The whole place is exploding in worship. But if you crop it down, in the middle, there's a family, Mary and Joseph and the baby. God is pro-family. And think about it. He entrusted His only Son into a human family with responsibilities, and He grew up in that home. But if you really crop it down all the way, you'll find in the middle there's a Savior, and His sweet name is Jesus. And that's what Christmas is about. That's what life is about, making sure that Jesus is the center of our lives. And so every day there's a different code word. That, for example, in the devotion in the Believer's Code on Psalm 23, the code word that day is shadow. And so I challenge people, every time you see a shadow today or you see your shadow, let it remind you of Psalm 23. Where the psalmist said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." You see, a believer never walks through the valley of death. Jesus did, 3 days and three nights. He came out on the other side alive, and John the Revelator says he held up some keys and said, "I hold the keys of death and hell." And so the believer only walks through the valley of the shadow of death. And a shadow might frighten you, but it can't hurt you, and He's with you.
And the shadow's the code word, right?
Exactly. So there's a code word every day to help you put into practice what you've learned along the way.
You've got these code words, and I noticed you got the word code in the title of many of your
right.
books. What's the significance of that word, code? What does that carry?
Well, we're trying to unlock the Word of God for people. It's really an easy code. If you just get into the Word of God, people just don't know how to get started reading the Word of God. And then some people who do read the Word of God don't put it into practice. And so what we're trying to do is just help them find an easy way to get into the Word of God and to use it. For example, the Christmas code was an Advent devotional through Christmas. We challenged people. It was a little paperback you could buy really cheaply, and churches used it. It had the Plan of Salvation in the back, and one church in San Bernardino bought 60,000 copies, put them on every door in their home with an invitation to their Christmas services. I heard from a church in Syracuse, New York, bought 10,000, put them in every home in a 5-mile radius of their church, and had many, many people come to know Christ through it. So they're really a way of not only getting us into the Word of God, but using as a tool to help others and get others going.
You really do unpack a lot of truth in a page. And I see the code word is just giving you a reminder of basically something that takes you back to the Word. And like I said earlier, people don't just carry what you teach, it carries them because it's got God's truth in it. Susie, you watched him pastor. You've watched him love his family. You've watched him help a lot of people. with their retirement. He's just helped so many people. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And he's been a wise helper. Are you, though, right now, at this point in his life, kind of amazed at what's happened with him just sitting down and writing down these thoughts biblically, and they come across so clear?
Well, it's a lifetime of ministry, of preaching and teaching, not just the big Sunday morning services, but all those years of Wednesday night and Sunday night. And, I mean, the man knows the Bible, that is for sure. And it's just an unfolding of that, I think. And we often talk about at this stage of life to see one of God's greatest blessings on him at this stage of his life and ministry is really an unbelievable and wonderful blessing of God. It's really the fruition of a life of study. He's a student. He is a studier. And when we were first married, or when we weren't first married then, but I remember years ago seeing little note cards around our house, Greek words and definitions that he self-taught him. He went to seminary, but he's always been a student of the Word of God, and it's obvious. And I agree.
James, I'll tell you, she's my pastor. She knows more of the Word of God than I do, and she's a great teacher. And in fact, we're writing the next code is going to be the Passion Code. It's a devotion for the Lenten season leading up to Easter, and we're doing it together because it's going to be used with a lot of ladies' Bible studies also.
Well, both of you have been an encourager to me. You watch me, Baptist pastor. I was kind of pretty well-known Baptist evangelist. And I got a stretching. This wineskin got a stretching years ago. It stretched me way beyond just the Baptist boundaries. And you know what?
It didn't break either.
It didn't break. Here's the deal, though. But it didn't break because of people like you, who were great Baptist leaders, but God gave you a vision that's bigger than just the Baptist vision. You saw what God let me see, the whole body. And I said, I'm going after the whole church in the whole earth to try to help them get whole. And not only did you see that, you supported it, and you financially supported me. And I don't even know if you remember, but you sent us the first stock we ever got. That was pretty significant.
I think it was Starbucks.
It was Starbucks. Nobody knew anything about Starbucks. Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you. Aren't you glad that here's a pastor and his wife that would encourage somebody like me when a lot of people didn't understand where I was going? And they stood with me. And my son knows so well how people didn't understand his dad.
True. But
we plowed on.
It's amazing to see how many of them have come back around, and you guys are great friends.
The best friends.
I think part of it, and I want to ask you guys, you mentioned not just being a hearer of the word, but a doer. And you talk about the Greek, and I have a great appreciation for that. And I ask about the words because I'm a bit of a word nerd, right? Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the understanding. I appreciate the preaching. But I think the doing unlocks some things. Oh, yeah. What have you noticed in your lives when you... I mean, I don't even know why you notice people in the byways and, you know, the forgotten out there, and you say, I got to do something. That's an action that is more than just hearing and speaking.
Yeah, you know... Randy, if we had daughters that took piano lessons, they didn't learn to play the piano by listening to the teacher all the time or looking at the day. They learned by hitting wrong notes. I mean, I've listened to them forever, beating it out, pounding it out, doing it. And that's what we have to do.
Well, you know, I think we can go on record, all of us here, believing that we don't just live in a culture where we can thrive no matter what. But we can actually make a heaven impact, a glory and grace imprint on the culture.
Which you're doing with Stream.
It's what we're doing, but it's also what Christians do when they decide to stand together.
Exactly.
You know, it's all necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. You sit back. We have a tendency to just go to church rather than being the church.
Exactly.
And I know together, all of us, I know our son is about as fired up about the imprint that we can make in the age of promise, which he's written a great book talking about living here to make a kingdom imprint right now. His kingdom is here. It's at hand. And so what I see happening here when people go in this code, I just got to be honest with you. I believe the simplicity of the presentation of the transforming power of biblical truth in a very palatable manner. Let's say it's just great. It's like getting daily bread. And I want to encourage you. Matter of fact, we are sending to those of you who'll just help us rescue those who are being trafficked and head them off. and get them out and set them free, literally reach them and rescue them and restore them. We're sending Randy's book to you for any support there, but we'll also, if you'd like to have this, and this is quite a book. This is 365 days of what I think is spiritual dynamite. We'll send it to you. You can go online. You can get it in the bookstores. Encourage your friends to get it. But I tell you what, and knowing that it's going to help ministers and people that have been overlooked a lot that really need the help, and they've not overlooked them. Just like they didn't overlook helping me when some other people didn't understand. They lifted me up in prayer, and they supported me. Well, these incredible codes that he's been sharing are helping so many people. So what's the website if they want to know? Say,
they can go to oshawkins.com.
Is that where they will find what you're doing?
oshawkins.com.
Would you say thanks to Susie and thanks to OS? Thanks for your leadership. I've expressed the gratitude that Betty and I have for your love. It's rich. It has never wavered. You have been an unshakable friend. You wouldn't hesitate to point me in a direction I ought to consider or to encourage me as I'm walking. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. The book is in the bookstores. OS, I know that you and Susie have cared about all the mission outreaches, and you know how comfortable I am asking people to notice the least of these. This has got to be one of the most heartbreaking things in the world. When we first came to you on television, we honestly, as a leadership team, thought this may not be acceptable to our viewers. You say, what? Sexual trafficking, the problem of it. The little girls that are being exploited, and boys, being held captive, gotten addicted to substance to control them, and then selling them and exploiting them with many men. The great tragedy is, how can any person find any joy in exploiting a little child? How can people use, that's the wickedness of the power of evil. But we have, you, been rescuing, because we reach out in love, rescue them from the problem, and restore them. And I want you to watch right now. I want you to listen to a child's story and what happened. And listen to me now. This is who the love of God through you is going to reach. And I'm talking about change everything. It's the miracle that only love can make possible. But it's not possible unless we release it freely. Watch.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of violence and sexual abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of millions of young girls. Srey Pao is a child who was born into poverty. She told us that many in her family are very sick, and to help them, she looks through garbage for anything to sell, but it's never enough. She says they threaten to kill her if she does not do what they say. Srey Pao is torn between needing to help her family and wanting out of her horrible situation.
This cannot be their future. I feel like once we know something, you can't unknow it. And it's why we are here on behalf of Life Outreach International, because we have to reach these girls before we can rescue them, before we can restore them. And that's our commitment to these girls. And that's why we're here, because we have to change that.
Well, you know, Betty and I spent 20 years after me being gone from our son Randy and the other kids most of the time for 25 years. It makes me maybe sad when I say that, because I think I was gone too much. But Betty and I went 20 years to take these precious children in our arms and to see all these things. It was indescribable. Now think about this. Some Hollywood producers went there and started renting facilities. They said they watched us on television and got a burden. They sell everything, and they were the power sources for a lot of the productions. And she sold a 7-carat diamond ring just to get money. And then lo and behold, we find them over there doing it. And then we come in and guess what? You came in. And then all heaven breaks loose. Well, all these places that we've been, it's just what you saw Sheila sharing. It was the burden that overwhelmed us. And it's like the missionaries, when you see it's like them, they've never gone back to Hollywood. They never left. But you keep them there. And you took their dream and their vision beyond anything they could ever imagine. Now we not only have the beautiful house. By the way, we can't show you the children's faces anymore when they're singing praises and speaking English and learning, because then the traffickers will target them and make them a particular target if they ever see that face. It's sad. But we've also now got a rescue center where we can take them and keep them and nobody can come get them out. That's the ones that we've gotten out. It's dangerous. You know, Randy, we've had to go with the hidden cameras. You've been there. We can't even let them know that's where we are. And it's like Sheila saying, this thing is heartbreaking, but Randy, it works. We actually, and you've seen the kids that were there, you've seen the kids that were headed off, that were headed there. It's indescribably glorious what love does. It works.
Absolutely. When we reach in there, we get them out of a bad circumstance, but then we work to restore them, to build them back up, to give them a hope and a future. And it's all obviously in the name of Christ. So it's hard to put into words sometimes what an amazing outreach Rescue Life is. Mm-hmm. But we can only do it when our viewers step up and say, we want to help.
Well, that's what I'm praying you'll do right now. And listen, it's just this simple. $128 will rescue a child. And it gives us the ability then to take care of them for an entire year. In other words, you're actually seeing the reach, the rescue, and then the care to restore, $128. Let me tell you how much our viewers care. We have got a matching gift right now, campaign, that is absolutely staggering, hundreds of thousands of dollars, where if you give $128 to rescue a child, you just rescued two. I always encourage people, if they're able, if you can do something that, let's say, for most people, this is big. $1,280, 10 kids, rescued, 10 people. Now it becomes 20. It's doubled because of love. It's because someone else did exactly what you do. You see a need, you say, you know what, we can help meet it. It's so big on their heart, they said, we'll match. Would you right now go online? Would you take your bank card and use it like as a check? If you write a check, make it to Life. Or you can call the number right now. Please do this and say, I'm going to rescue a child, knowing it'll be two. $64. You say, James, that'd be a stretch even for me, but I can do that. Well, we got another one rescued, because that makes 128 when it's double. There's a level at which you can help. Please do it. Either go online or call right now. We have gifts to send you. Randy's book, The Age of Promise. That's the age we live in. We're making a kingdom impact right now for the glory of God. You're doing it. You're giving life. Thank you for doing it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart in behalf of those you rescue.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved. And you can help restore young lives and give them a future. And now, a generous opportunity of a $320,000 matching gift means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you The Age of Promise. Randy Robison reveals 10 promises woven through all of Scripture that will transform the way you view God, yourself, and others. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Prayer is Powerful wood plaque. This unique scripture art piece is printed on premium birchwood, a beautiful reminder of the power of prayer. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children. And you may request the beautiful Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Honestly, I don't think anything quite prepared me for this trip. I sat down and talked to a young girl who was basically sold into trafficking by her mother and father. And when they need more money, instead of them finding a way to get it, then they turn to their daughters. One of them is 15 now and the other one is 17. They have been basically sold every night in a karaoke bar where they have to persuade these men to drink a lot, and then they have to be willing to go and sleep with these men. I feel like once we know something, you can't unknow it, and that's why we are here. We have to reach these girls before we can rescue them, before we can restore them. And that's our commitment to these girls. We want to get you out of the place where you are and put you in a safe place so that you can begin the healing process of being restored. And we're doing all in the name of Jesus.
I wish you could see the expressions of gratitude in the faces of the missionaries and relief workers. And you're the only reason they're there. And they have literally stepped into hell for an undeniable heavenly cause. But you have given them the kingdom support, the manifestation of kingdom life, His kingdom, King Jesus, and He loves. Thank you for that. But I also wish you could see what happens when somebody realizes their daughter got set free or their child was headed off that someone was lying to and taking them into captivity with false promises. And we head them off, and then we let mom and dad know. Many of the children we rescue grow up to be leaders. There are many of them right now that are teaching in colleges and universities and are leaders in their community. Many of them find parents. You set them free. If you want the Believer's Code, we're sending the Age of Promise and the other gifts that we talked about, the beautiful Bridge of Faith, if you can help us rescue 10, now 20. But if you'd like to have O.S. Hawkins' book, just to say, please send it to us. We'll thank you for helping. We'll do it. Join Randy and me in saying thanks to Susie and O.S. Hawkins. Love you both.
Love you, James. Always have, always will.
Thank you, buddy. I believe you. Nice to see you. Thank you again for watching, and again, thanks so much for helping. Tell your friends to watch Life Today.
What a lack of purpose does for most people is it causes them to, in life, just go through the motions.
The Purpose Playbook, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.